Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Great Hill Morning Show brought to you by Feldman Surveyors. At Feldman, they get it right from the ground up.
Coming up, Boomer Esiason will join us at 8, and we'll talk about all of the games this weekend. What did you think of the 5K last night? Did you like it, or did you find it interrupting your viewing experience?
It was not. I did not enjoy it. It felt manufactured or fake or overly, I don't know how to put it.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I liked the slime in the end zone on the Nick broadcast yesterday.
I didn't see the Nick broadcast. Was there an F-bomb, though, during the Nickelodeon broadcast? That's what I heard.
There was. Yeah. And I have to say, Noah Eagle, I have no idea how he got that job.
Yeah. I don't know. It was video game-like, I felt, like the 5K.
It's the refresh rate, Greg. It makes things look different and weird.
Yeah.
There's already conspiracy theories online about 5K going to kill us all, just like 5G. People need to pick a lane.
5K already killed the Steelers.
But it's almost like some kind. It was like an Instagram filter or something on your iPhone or something like that, you know, where the whatever's in front is clear and then everything else is blurred out. I don't know.
It's bokeh. It was weird. It's beautiful.
But I am so glad that we did not listen to Ken Laird and that we completed the NFL season, because 6 games of playoff football on Wild Card Weekend was awesome.
Yeah.
I did nothing.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Both days were great. Is there a chance, a texter wants to know, should the Patriots go after Taylor Heinicke?
Oh, absolutely. He's better than Cam. He was exponentially better than Cam. He had more poise, more ability to read a defense, and a better arm than Cam had at any point this season.
Would he cost the same as Cam? I mean, unless you take our guest who said he'll make Schefter said 2 years, $50 million, but probably if you're an NFL team, they're about the same financial range.
wasn't he on the practice squad here at one point?
Yeah, for like 3 weeks or something. They had that story during the broadcast of him watching film with Brady. He had to introduce himself in the film room. But
Brady had no idea who he was, because after the game, he was waiting to say hi to Brady, and he like tapped him on his shoulder, and Brady's face was like, okay. He had no idea he had played with him before.
It was the same look he gave Greg a few years ago. It was very awkward.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm sure if Wiggy were here, and it's nice to have a little bit of a reprieve, he would talk about how Cam Newton is your guy going forward, but
How
many players over the weekend do you think were better quarterbacks than Tom Brady? In my opinion, I think Brady was the best quarterback that played on Wild Card Weekend.
Oh, not better than Allen. I've been a Bills skeptic, but God, he was great.
He is great, Josh Allen.
Okay, I'll give you Josh Allen.
Yeah. But
And Lamar. I mean, God,
come on.
The explosiveness of Lamar Jackson, which Curtis is already like trying to like spin people against him because he didn't shake anybody's hand in the postgame.
No, I'm just saying let's have equal treatment. I think that that's the right thing to do. And we spent weeks talking about Tom Brady being a poor sport. And after the game, he runs. He gets it. Not only did he run, he's motioning to his teammates to run with him into the tunnel and away from the Titans. I mean, if that were Brady, it would be leading the news this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was reason for it. It was revenge for the Titans stomping on their logo in the last meeting. So they were obviously pissed off for a reason. So it's not like he just did it out of,
you know. Isn't sportsmanship supposed to supersede
Curtis is right. They would be dragging Tom Brady.
Of course they would.
I mean, are you even arguing that?
Again, there was cause and effect. Like, Brady is just a dick for no reason, especially to his own team, his own receivers.
I don't understand the Brady hate from Ken. Oh, he's a Steeler fan. He killed the Steelers.
Well, no, I mean, he obviously changed. He's acting strange over the last 24 months, and that continues.
How is he acting strange?
He's lighting up his wideouts after every missed play.
I watched the whole game. He yelled once.
I counted three times, but that's fine.
You guys just have different interpretations of what constitutes yelling.
Are you
him.
Watching the game just to find something that bothers you about Tom Brady? I mean,
why do you think people listen to this show?
I mean, that stands out. Do you think people want to play with him? When
I don't know. Have
like
you heard word one about people not liking Brady on Tampa this year?
I mean, he does get a little fired up if things don't go the way he wants them to go. But again, I mean, so far, look where he is. He's moving on. I think, Curtis, you said this morning that even you agree that they have to win this game in order for this season to be considered a success for him, right?
If he beats the Saints, then there's nobody out there that can say it wasn't a success. If he loses, the Brady haters will have enough ammunition to say he couldn't beat the team in his own division once out of three games. That will be the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, he's already lost to him twice this year, so.
And the Saints' defense is really good. I don't know how that happened overnight, but they I didn't think Drew Brees was very good yesterday. And the drop by, what was it, Wims on the Bears? They have this trick play. Trubisky throws it in the end zone, literally in his breadbasket. Would have tied the game at 7 and went right through his hands.
And Trubisky's like, Greg, the top of the free agent market of possible, you know, like if you're a Patriots fan, we could get Trubisky or Foles. It is sad.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right. And that's why Wiggy will tell you it should be Cam Newton when he gets back here tomorrow morning. That's what he will say.
I mean, I think that Mike Vrabel should feel a little bit of, you know, some pain this morning because Brady wanted to be in Tennessee, and I have zero doubt that if Brady were on the Titans, they would have beaten the Ravens yesterday.
Where is Derek the Steelers fan?
I know, this is unusual.
I'm really concerned about him.
I'm going to give him till 7:15 till I worry.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking the call.
Of course.
So here's my take on Lamar Jackson's action. Not just him, a team as a whole. I mean, if they lost the game, I can see them rushing off the field because they lost the game. They don't want to congratulate the winning opponent. But they won the game. They would have been the bigger person if they stood there and shook their hands, said congrats, regardless what happened of stumping on the logo the last meeting that they had. That's just unprofessionally. And you're right, Curtis. If that had been Brady to do something like that, my Lord, not only the radios, ESPN, everything, you name it, they would not let it go. Mm-hmm. But why? Because it's Lamar Jackson, and how dare we say something about somebody who's African-American? That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, you think that's what it is, really? That it's race?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No. I mean, I don't know. Curtis, do you think it has anything to do with his race?
I do not. I think that there is a genuine desire. Yesterday, so Lamar Jackson was 0-2, one and done his first two playoffs. So the fact that he finally got that win yesterday, I think the media was really happy for him, and they weren't looking to judge. But with Brady, there is just so many people that are so jealous of the guy that can't relate to a guy who's won 6 titles and is married to a supermodel that they look for anything they can to nitpick.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you want to be on this morning, or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you want, reminder that you can watch this show, just go to weei.com/watch or to Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/Boston, W-E-E-I.
Hi.
To watch Danielle and her plants, her thousands of plants and animals and all those things.
And come join the Twitch chat. We have fun.
Do you have fun on the Twitch chat?
We do. Good morning, all my Twitch chatters.
Okay.
They're upset that you haven't shown them a lot of love lately. So.
Oh, really?
I'm glad that we got to mention everybody. Good morning.
Then I haven't? What am I?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
You haven't referenced it much lately. Okay. So, they want to be included, too. They're very dedicated participants in the show every morning.
Has the president been banned yet from there? We need to ban him immediately from the Twitch chat.
No, but Glenn has.
All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dan and Keefe tomorrow at 11. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Steelers went down last night in the late game, 48-37, gave up 28 first quarter points, four picks from Big Ben. That sets up now the Browns and the Chiefs as the opening game this coming Saturday. The Browns, 8-point underdogs. They did it without their head coach, without their star guard.
Really amazing,
right? It is amazing. They have a chance to pull that upset. Ravens at the Bills is the other AFC game on Sunday, which should be a good one. The spread's only 2.5, but I don't know. The Chiefs are beatable this year. Their defense is not impregnable.
Yeah.
But it's tough to see the Browns pulling that one off a second week in a row. NFC games, of course, will be the Rams at the Packers and the Bucks at the Saints. Bucks are, Curtis says, 3-point underdogs in the third meeting with New Orleans. We'll have all those games. We'll have tonight the college football national title game, Buckeyes and the Crimson Tide, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Alabama, 8.5-point favorites. After Monday night. Brady, by the way, kind of boring in the postgame. Said almost nothing. Total zero. Here's some of Brady.
Yeah, they both played great. We needed them to play great. And they made a bunch of big plays when we needed to. And it was a tough, hard-nosed game. Washington had a lot of fight in them. We had opportunities to pull away and just couldn't quite do it. Didn't score enough points in the red area. So certainly a lot to improve on. But great to get a win. Figure out who we're playing tomorrow and go from there.
I mean, show some life, Curtis. Jeez, you're raving about the first playoff win in 15 years.
Let's hear Belichick over the weekend. Oh, wait, he was eliminated.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, he is set to possibly, well, President Trump is planning to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom this Thursday in one of his final acts. We don't know if Bill will accept. We don't know if the ceremony would be public or private. I don't think the Sorenstam Gary player from last week was on camera anywhere, was it? If it was, I missed it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, but you want him to decline, correct?
Well, totally. I mean, I just think for him to accept, the optics of that are harmful to the Patriots organization. I would think Bob Kraft wants him to decline.
This is the headline of golf.com. Gary Player receives controversial Presidential Medal of Freedom. What's controversial about a Medal of Freedom?
You know, we discussed this right after Ken's lead this morning, which was that it would be awful if Bill accepts it. It's a medal from the country. It's not specifically from this president.
But I think you also have to look at the whole, like, letter to the letter writing thing from a few years ago and blah, 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 and like, people, I think sometimes people make a friendship connection between Trump and Belichick, so I don't think they'll be able to separate themselves from the whole, like, this is from the country element.
Then Trump should let Pence give him the medal in a separate ceremony if it's from the country.
So that would be okay with you?
Well, Trump is using him to get good press, is my theory. But if that's not true, then do Bill a favor and say, you know what, I'm going to take myself out of it. You appear with Mike Pence, and we'll give you the medal.
Bill's going to appear with Barron on Saturday.
Patriots keeping a key member of their front office when pro personnel director Dave Ziegler took his name out of the running for the Broncos GM job. Ziegler had an impressive interview, but Bill called him up. Celtics Heat postponed last night, COVID issues. And, of course, Jason Tatum is COVID positive, so he's going to miss up to 7 or 8 games at least, missing 2 weeks. Bruins start up Thursday, excitement about that. And possibly a Red Sox trade in the works. Andrew Benintendi being shopped per Jim Bowden of The Athletic. And that's what's trending on the Great Good Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election, and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies, and I know where such lies lead. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever. The good thing is that he soon will be as irrelevant as an old tweet.
Like the Terminator is triggered. Arnold Schwarzenegger taking to social media over the weekend, and I guess Arnold would agree with Ken that it would be a big mistake for Bill Belichick to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom from this president.
We have some news just 1 minute ago. Ben Volen quote tweeting the Boston Globe story about Belichick getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom said, based on what I was told last night, I do not think it's a certainty that Belichick accepts the award.
Interesting.
Is that a report or what is
it? It's perspective.
Okay.
You got the directive from Schefter.
Okay.
He needs an excuse. He's going to have to come up with some kind of, what excuse would you accept? Food poisoning? I mean, they use food poisoning all the time for work.
Accept anything save for a decline in this case, because if he tries to postpone it with some fakakta excuse, there will be eventually a point at which they'll say, are you going to accept this? Are we going to do the ceremony? You can't put it off forever.
He's already rented a room at Dave & Buster's for Steven's birthday.
Well, Bill's got to be praying they come through with the 25th Amendment today and remove him from office. Then the decision's out of his hands, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be hoping for that. Because Arnold may post again Thursday after Bill gets the award. But even bigger news, Greg, if Bill takes this will cost the Patriots free agents.
You said that during your lead. Do you really believe that?
I agree
that?
With Ken. I think it will.
So if Bill were to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom, it's not the Trump Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
It's the Presidential Medal of Freedom. If he accepted that, you think that there are guys that wouldn't come play for the organization?
Well, Greg, let's say you're a rival GM, and you're going after the same free agent that Belichick and the Patriots are. Would you send a picture of Belichick and Trump after the insurrection to said free agent as negative recruiting? I sure would. That'd be the first thing I sent.
I don't know. I feel like those guys are going to make the decision where to play based on how much money they're going to get and where they have the best chance of winning.
Well, they're not going to get the money here. They never get the money here.
So. I disagree with that, Greg, because I think 5 years ago you could have gotten away with that point. I think the way the climate is now and the way in which pro athletes are participating in a lot of these either silent or active protests, they're all very outspoken these days. And I'm fully on board with Ken. I think it would be very costly. Wow.
If he goes, that's the biggest sports story this week. And it's dominating ESPN. And who do you think all these networks are going to call? Devin McCourty? Mm-hmm. I mean, players that have been outspoken against President Trump.
Yeah. This is Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
How you doing?
I hope everybody's safe and sound. Ken, I'm not going to knock you or anything, but, you know, you got to understand something. Like, Brady's yelling at a guy on the field for doing the wrong thing. Did you see him after the play when they went to the sidelines? He had his arm around the kid, showing him the direction he should have went? Because he did go the wrong way when Tom threw the ball to a spot, number one. I understand he gets played up. Number two, you know, you talk about a president that started an insurrection. You start one every day in this channel, honest to God, with the stuff that comes out of your mouth. You say things that you think, I think you do it just because to have an opposing view.
Are you saying?
I don't know how you're not Brady. I really don't. I don't get it with you.
Are you saying that Ken is inciting violence on this radio program?
I'm inciting violence? God, Chris Christie's calling for his impeachment. I mean, who's not calling for his impeachment?
Curtis, I think you mentioned this during the 6 o'clock hour, but several texters want to know what Bill Belichick has done to deserve the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And what it's just given for, what is it, contributions to society?
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to people who have made exceptional contributions to the security or national interests of America, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors.
Okay.
So basically here what they're looking at is like only coach to win 6 Super Bowl titles, most active wins among coaches, and they award scholarship and grant funds to underprivileged youth through the Bill Belichick Foundation.
And I would honestly say that if I were president, I would not give it to Bill because he intentionally lost a Super Bowl by not playing his best cornerback. Who looks great, by the way. Little interception over the weekend for Malcolm Butler.
Mm-hmm.
This is Derek. It's not Derek the Steelers fan, or is it Derek the Steelers fan? Hello?
Good morning, everybody. Derek. Shut up. Hey, listen, I'm going to offer you something, all right?
Yeah.
It's not too late to jump on the bandwagon to come down here to Disney World. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I will make this one assumption. The Patriots will win one Super Bowl before the Steelers get their S together.
When it comes to Tampa Bay, I think there are a lot of Patriots fans who changed their mind over the weekend. I mean, I think everybody who was telling you on Friday, Curtis, that they were rooting against Tom Brady, not for him, has probably changed their mind after Saturday night.
Right. I mean, this Sunday, 6:40, Sunday night, Brady against Brees. So you're going to sit in your living room and root for Drew Brees? I mean,
Brees is a good guy. We had him on the show right before the pandemic hit. He was awesome.
Okay.
Despite being Matt Light's friend.
Is Tom Brady a bad guy? I don't understand.
What was that little shot?
You better hope that Matt Light is not listening to this program right now as he does every single morning.
He's so afraid. Has he shown up in studio in a year? No.
He's not allowed
in
the studio.
Well, he can't. Greg could barely even come in.
He thinks it's a fraudulent crisis.
Nobody is allowed in here because of you.
I don't know. I don't think Matt's recovered since the Dwight Freedy attack from Ken.
This is Josh. Hey, Josh. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What's going
Hi.
On?
I want to talk about Greg's lead and the cancel culture. Where was all the outrage when all these politicians, you know, praised Black Lives Matter and whatnot that burned down federal courthouses and destroyed people's businesses? Where's all the outrage with that?
Well, do you know, my lead this morning was about social media banning the president and whether or not that is bothersome to some, because they are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Somebody doesn't want you to come into their dollar store because they don't like the fact that you don't have shoes on or whatever the issue is, they're allowed to do that. Private business. But do you think that when it comes to free speech, we've reached the point where social media platforms are essentially monopolies and that is the way people get their opinions out there and that it's a dangerous thing to ban people?
Well, yes, but let's say Cuomo, for instance. Didn't he say, let's give these people room to release their frustrations, but they release their frustrations on police officers, federal buildings, on people's businesses. I mean, he never got banned from social media, right?
Yes, I don't. But again, I think Ken will tell you that you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater,
mm-hmm.
and that is not protected speech. And you're gonna say that is exactly what the president did, right?
Right. And you know, Cuomo was one that spoke out against all the violence and thought, you know, he repeatedly said all the people that are looting should be arrested.
Is that in his book?
But in terms of Trump, like, he was elected on Twitter. I mean, he might even admit that. I don't know. This was like such a powerful force for him. And he, I believe, and you may disagree, was directly the leader of this insurrection and drove the whole thing. So it became dangerous. In this case, it became dangerous.
Trump has caused everyone to lose their effing minds. This next impeachment process that Nancy Pelosi is beginning is solely to make him mad and hurt him. It has nothing to do with the country whatsoever.
Well, it's nothing to do with five deaths at the Capitol?
No, it isn't. It is to embarrass him further. Look at all the coverage.
Don't you think it's about him not being able to run again?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's part of it, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
People
but,
like
but,
Ken,
but you don't think he should be held accountable?
If he is. How is he not held accountable?
If he's not impeached, he's not. He's allowed to just move on.
How is Donald Trump viewed right now in the country?
Well, you're defending him.
I'm not defending him. I said last week he's a narcissistic sociopath who is a small man in a big job. But the fact is that you are lowering yourself to him by continuing to do this fight in the sandbox. Just let it go. 9 days, he's out of your life forever.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. I think the real one. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
What's good about it?
There's lots of good about it, Hildog. Unlike Curtis, I'm not a spoiled rich kid that's been given everything in my life, so that when times get tough and my favorite player leaves, I sat dancing on the graves of other teams.
Yeah,
and
I'm a football coach. I teach kids the three gap.
Nothing to do with it.
Don't
guy.
Block just, the pitch key.
You're an embarrassment because you sat there for 20 years cheering on one team, and then as soon as
you're from Boston and you root for the Steelers, why?
Guy, the listeners really don't care about that.
I'm very interested in that. Really we get texts. Why did you grow up here and root for the Steelers, and you're giving me crap about following a Patriot player to Tampa Bay?
All right, then, since you asked, okay, pal, I'll give you the reason. Number one, I don't know if you remember this because you were probably too busy sucking on your silver spoon. But
sorry, my dad's successful.
We're not on TV, okay, pal? They were blacked out.
I would go to the game and teach kids how to properly block the defensive end.
You ask a question and then you want to act like a stooge, okay? So good day to you, Curtis. Hildog, you know that I've been on this bandwagon for over 10 years.
Yes.
And he won't get fired, but he should. Any other coach, okay, because what Mike Tomlin is an overrated version of Marvin Lewis. Okay, he inherited a good football team. He's got a great organization, despite what idiots like Curtis want to tell you, okay? We lose top talent year in and year out. And unlike your GM, our GM replaces it year in and year out with top-end talent through the draft. They don't sign big free agents. Go look at their history. They've had three coaches since 1969. That organization, whether people want to admit it or not, is the cream of the crop. And to sit here and not keep that guy accountable year after year, his team's acting like idiots, worried about social media more than the game plan, showing up to big games and crapping down their pants, and the guy won't get fired because of the Rooney Rule, and that's their legacy, and they'll never do it. But any other coach would have gotten fired last night based on what happened in that game.
Do you think Roethlisberger is done?
Well, I think he's going to think long and hard because his head coach sucks. Yeah. His defensive coordinator doesn't even know what the other team's roster is. So, yeah, I think he's going to think long and hard about walking away. And despite Brady and the Patriot ring, and I'll admit that, you know, the greatest dynasty, we'll never see it again. Despite that, they should have won more with that kid. And it's solely on Mike Tomlin and Mike Tomlin alone. The guy's a stiff. He's a glorified defensive coordinator who should never got a head coaching job. But Dan Rooney handpicked him and gave it to him for one reason and one reason only. And it was the Rooney Rule, period.
Thank you, Derek. Wasn't as upset as I thought he would be this morning.
It's much more.
Went off on Curtis, geez.
I know.
Yeah.
That's good deflection on your part. He's going to leave you alone for a while, Ken.
Oh, my God.
This is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, and going to your point. Derek, I think, is taking a sedative right now because he is much calmer than I have ever thought he would be given the situation. That said, Mike Tomlin must have, like, nude photos of the Rooney family or something. I have no understanding how that person is still head coach of arguably one of the best-known football organizations on the continent.
Well, it's 4 years in a row that they have been bounced from the playoffs. So I good question to ask Boomer is whether or not when Boomer joins us at 8 is whether or not he thinks he's going to be fired.
I mean, and aside from that, I mean, think of this. After LeBeau, now mind you, I always had a lot of respect for Dick LeBeau. Once he stepped away, and once Tomlin really came in, I don't know where this organization's gone. But that said, Cleveland, awesome to watch, and yeah, I think looking in the playoffs right now, I'm looking forward to watching them next week.
This is Dave from Maine. What's up, Dave? Dave?
Oh, sorry, man.
Hey, no worries. What's up?
Hey, listen. So, caught me off guard. My boss is asking my hours. Hey, listen, but the thing that, you know, I love Tom. We were talking about Tom earlier. Now we're back off to Tomlin and the Steelers. But listen, I love Tom. Everyone loves Tom. But I don't know. Something about him just rubbing me the wrong way. And it even did it when he was in New England a little bit. I mean, you know, after the game, I understand that Smith came back from that horrific injury, but, you know, he comes up after the game and he's rubbing on his face, you know, like a adoring father, and he kind of just ignores Heinicke, who played his balls off the whole game. And I just feel like Tom's kind of, I don't know, he's just smug and he's kind of arrogant. I mean, I love him. I think the guy's amazing. You know, he gets my blood flowing too, Curtis. Don't worry.
Can I ask you a question? So you don't like smug people. What's your favorite Patriots? What's your favorite NFL team?
I mean, I love the Pats.
Right. So I mean, Bill Belichick is a definition of smug.
I don't think he knew who Heinicke was.
No, he didn't.
I think that was the issue.
I hate smug people. Go Belichick.
I mean, we've all had that situation where you have to wait for somebody to say their name because you don't know what you want to introduce them to somebody else, but
to have that understanding with the person whom you're with when you're like, and I do that all the time. I'm like, okay, if I don't introduce you to someone, I don't know their name. And it's the worst when the other person's like, "Hi, I'm Jackie." And the other person's like, "Oh, nice to meet you." It's like, "What's your name?"
But he started the game. He was the starting quarterback of the opposite. You don't think somebody during the game said, "Hey, Tom, this guy played for you for 3 weeks. Do you remember him?
Do you remember him? He was there for 3 weeks in your quarterback room."
It's a great point by the caller. Brady is such an ass.
I love that. They defend Belichick and call Brady an ass. I mean, flip that around there. Then it makes sense.
All right. Well, Wiggy is off today. He's in Texas. Where did he say he's going? To Houston?
H-Town.
Okay. He will be back tomorrow morning. If you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the news with Danielle momentarily. There is a couple that is in big trouble for what they tried to arrange during the pandemic. And they have both been fined $3,000 for their nefarious activities during a global pandemic. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up next. And then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 here at WEEI.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Hilaria.
Danielle Murr.
Wowgirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations you can visit, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. By the way, I got a request from a listener over the weekend for more Hilaria. So maybe we could come up with some kind of a game with the Hilaria Baldwin.
We can do whatever you want. It's just you have to let me know ahead of time what you want to talk about because the vocabulary, is that the word?
Yes, I think that's the word for it.
You know, it's good, but sometimes, you know, there's some words in Spanish that don't translate. So I want to be able to say them, accurately.
Yeah, work on that for tomorrow.
Congress is, of course, moving to impeach the president at this point. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said over the weekend that there is strong support to move forward with the impeachment process.
There is strong support in the Congress for impeaching the president a second time. This president is guilty of inciting insurrection. He has to pay a price for that.
I mean, there's a pandemic going on, Ken. I mean, is this what we want them to be focused on, or...
Well, they go hand in hand, by the way. Think of the outbreaks that happened inside the Capitol with the lack of mask wearing. It's going to be double barreled. Totally.
Yeah, super spreader event.
The BLM rallies never had any transmission.
Oh, they were outdoors. They were smart.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Except when they were inside Target taking TVs.
So you think this is? Do you think this is the right move?
I actually am torn over this because I do think there's a danger that it makes Trump like a martyr of sorts and creates more problems. Now, my question is, I don't even know the answer to this. If they wait till after he's out of office and they do go through with the impeachment hearings,
you can do that.
But then it's the new Senate, which is pro Democrat, so that I guess increases their odds. But they still need 60 or something. I don't know, but it seems a little risky. The hope is he just resigns. God, just resign.
Yes, he seems like a guy who would resign, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yes.
I don't like
that
you.
That sounds reasonable. Yeah. No, not so much. On Friday, President-elect Joe Biden introduced Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his Labor Secretary nominee. Of course, Walsh still has to be confirmed, but here's Biden.
I nominate a good friend and a stand-up guy, Marty Walsh of Boston. Son of Irish immigrants from his only downside. He's not, they're not from Mayo, they're from Galway. From Galway, and moved to Boston. Marty was born and raised in Dorchester. I know him, tough as nails. Diagnosed with cancer at age 7, beat it at age 11. Joined the laborers union, 223 at age 21. Elected to the state legislature, became union president and graduated from college at age 42. He's now in his second term as a successful mayor of the iconic American city of Boston, who always puts working people first.
He forgot to mention has single-handedly destroyed the economy of a major American city in one fell swoop. But yes, congratulations to Marty Walsh. Off to Washington.
Have you reached out to the congratulatory text?
I did not. Maybe I will. I mean, he said he would come on the show one more time in January, so maybe we'll get him on. And
the mayor is busy. We apologize. The mayor is busy forever.
Danielle's lead this morning was, though, that Commissioner Gross appears to be interested in this job, and I would wholeheartedly endorse him for mayor. I think he would make a great mayor. He's done a great job with the police department.
Absolutely. I would vote for him in a second. By the way, can we get Joe Biden to relax a little bit? I mean, he sounds a little too full of energy and vivacious there.
Oh, boy.
Can't even get through
boy.
A sentence without saying immigrant.
Sometimes people stumble over words, Curtis. He does have a stuttering issue. Did you see the mayoral race in Texas that had to be decided by pulling a name out of a hat?
No,
but seems that's a very great official.
Way, that's the way we should do this going forward. Just put random names into a hat and pick everybody that way.
So it was Dickinson, Texas, and they had a runoff election, and it resulted in a tie. So the city was forced to go the route of name pulling out of a hat. They essentially did like a ping pong ball type drawing late last week, but they figured out who won. Sean Skipworth Has been named the new mayor of Dickinson, Texas, and here's Sean speaking.
I'm overwhelmed. This has been such a long campaign. It has been, and then to end like this, I'm kind of numb, but I'm glad it ended like this.
I love kind of numb. There's a British couple in trouble because they wanted to do a little vacation activity. They tried to sneak a woman into their hotel in Barbados to have a threesome with her.
Yeah.
However, because of the coronavirus restrictions on Barbados, they broke one of the rules.
No, and threesomes during a pandemic.
Can't have a threesome. You just can't have a rando, non-familial, you know, nobody that you live with person come over.
She wasn't in their bubble. Can you have a threesome with somebody who's in your bubble?
I believe so.
What if she can present a negative test? Could you have a threesome if the person can present you with a test that says they don't have the corona?
I mean, how do you verify if, you know, it's a real test result? I guess you really don't know.
I really wish we had Wiggy in studio. I feel like he could speak to this.
So they were both fined $3,000?
Yes, $3,000. Yeah. That's one expensive threesome that never came to fruition. And speaking of relationship type stuff, Greg, are you... I feel like I know the answer to this question already.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the love languages? Do you know what the love languages are?
Of course I am.
Can you name them?
There's... gifts, you like gifts. Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Words of affirmation. What are the other two?
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Time.
Okay. That's like that's when you want your husband to do the laundry every once in a while, or put his dishes actually in the dishwasher and not leave them in the sink.
I want you to want to help me do the dishes. Wanted a 12-lemon centerpiece. 6 lemons do me no good.
What my baby wants, baby gets.
Baby wants 12 lemons, she gets 12 lemons.
What's the other one?
So it was physical touch, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, and gifts.
Oh, yeah,
quality and time. And we now know, thanks to a year's worth of Google search trends, what the most popular love language is in every state.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what is it here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
One of my primary love languages, acts of service.
Oh, is that one of yours?
Yeah, acts of service and physical touch are my two main ones. I like to do things for people.
I thought it was gifts with you. I mean,
that's a love language speaking to me.
You like those expensive bags.
I have enough expensive bags.
You have it.
I get 8 years worth of expensive bags. We've moved on.
My love language is Tom Brady.
It's actually gotten to the point with my accessory collection where I have so many of these beautiful like 4 and 5 inch stilettos that I'll never wear. A, because I just don't go to events like that, and B, I can't imagine standing around for 5 hours in those shoes. So I'm like, what do I do with this pair? Like, should I put it in a box and hang it on the wall? Like, they're so pretty.
You got to get an OnlyFans. I mean, you could put those to good use and make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
We'll see about that.
Why don't you do an auction or something like that? Like, to auction off all your shoes that there's no events to go to wear anymore.
Talking about doing like a Poshmark or an eBay type auction, or an auction to the foot fetish people? Because that might you know, if I'm not selling used underwear, I could at least sell my used shoes. But we'll see. We'll see about that.
Really beautiful feet.
Beautiful feet. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ryan. 92-year-old woman in Britain was reportedly injected with a fake COVID-19 vaccine, and now they're trying to find the guy who did it.
Don't tell me people are scamming the poor elderly by claiming that they can give them a COVID vaccine. And
they're
it's not
going
legit.
Door to door.
Oh.
This guy was knocking on people's doors. This poor woman. So she lives in Britain, and she said this man showed up, and he knocked on her door, and he presented a dart-like implement. And then he charged her like, I don't know, $200. And he said, all you have to do is apply for a refund through the National Health Service. So she became a little suspicious after the fact and contacted police. They then checked a bunch of surveillance cameras in the area. They came up with some images. The guy's dressed in a navy blue tracksuit with white stripes down the side. It's like a Sopranos uniform.
Yeah.
I guess he showed back up a second time to ask her for another $150.
Oh, poor thing.
So, of course, the government had to come out and make a statement and say, you know, we're not charging you for the vaccine. We're not sending randos door to door. Please, you know, if you have any concerns about this, contact the authorities. My God.
Right. I mean, the guy shows up in, you know, a 20-year-old Camry or something like that. He's most not. He probably doesn't have the legit vaccine.
I mean, that guy should be in hell. I mean, that's literally the worst thing you could do. You're walking around trying to trick elderly women into thinking that you have a cure for the COVID.
You imagine Stiz Grimy rolling up trying to charge somebody $200 for a fake COVID vaccine in the Corolla. Go. Uber COVID. Bad situation in Albuquerque, New Mexico over the weekend. 34-year-old guy named Esteban Gonzalez went through the drive-thru at his local McDonald's, and they left out one of the burgers in his order. So he became incensed and acted completely rationally, obviously. Pulled the gun on the woman at the woman who was working the drive-thru. Real nice. She calls 911. He takes off. Now, a police helicopter that happened to be in the air started chasing the guy and tracking him until the police could catch up.
Yeah.
He was arrested and told the police that he was, quote, only trying to get a hamburger, unquote. He's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I would gladly pay you today. And some weird news. I don't love when they do this, but HBO Max has confirmed that they're doing a Sex and the City revival. And I don't know that anyone wants to see this at this point.
Really? I thought that was a wildly popular show with you guys.
It was a wildly popular show back in like the aughts.
Okay.
When everybody appeared to be in their 30s.
Yeah. So how old, it's Sarah Jessica Parker, right?
Yep. I mean, I saw one thing that Kim Cattrall was going to be coming back, but I don't think she will be because
they all hate her.
Well, no, it's not really everybody. It's she and Sarah Jessica Parker don't get along.
Okay.
They've had beef. So she's not coming back, but it will be the other three, Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis.
Speaking of HBO, I wanted to watch the football game last night, but I got great reviews from some of my friends who watched the part one of the Tiger documentary last night. They said it was fantastic.
Really?
I can't wait. The book Tiger that they used as the mold for this was sensational.
Yeah.
Just one thing that I saw in the trailer, not spoiling anything, but I find it to be so funny that the girl that he was first in love with in high school is now better looking than 90% of the people that he was sleeping around with when he was married.
Yeah.
Like, she is I think she's going to be the star of this.
Oh, she is? Okay. Yeah. No, I think part two airs this evening. Is that right, Curtis?
No, I think it's next Sunday.
Oh, it's next Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, this having to wait for things is not very 2021.
No.
I don't like it.
Everything should be bingeable at all times. As soon as something is complete, Curtis and I were talking about this this morning before the show started. When it goes on HBO, it should be available at all times. We don't want
the whole thing.
We don't want to wait till 9 o'clock. We could have got that in early yesterday morning.
Right. HBO Max alert that January 10th, Tiger Part 1 is available. Hmm. And then I log in and nope, it's available at 10 o'clock after it airs.
Mother F.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Boomer Esiason will join us next to talk all about football this past weekend and coming up this weekend. So Boomer is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.